You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Do you think that's enough toast to start with?
Looks like plenty. We can keep it coming. Right. Well, I'll make a few more of these rolls up then.
Oh, perfect.
Now, we ain't forgotten nothing, have we, Jennifer?
No. I think we're all set. Oh, right on cue.
There we are.
Hey, morning, Alan. Where shall I put the boiled eggs?
Oh, down here is fine, love.
Oh, you shouldn't, Susan, have organised the teas and coffees like a military operation. I daren't go near the urn. Oh. God, you're all very professional.
Well, we've had a lot of practice, haven't we, Clary? Hello, well, look, please do help yourselves.
There's enough here to feed the 5,000.
People are always hungry after the dawn service. They've been awake for hours.
Yeah, of course.
You look a bit tired as well, Nick.
I suppose I'm used to having a bit of a lie-in on a Sunday. And the clocks going forward hasn't helped. Well, is there anything else I can do?
Why don't you get some breakfast for yourself and the children?
Oh, thanks. I will. I'll see you in a bit. George, can you round up Jake and Mia for me? Oh, hiya, Jill.
Hello, Nick.
Oh, that second lot of bacon must be done by now. I won't be a minute. Morning, Jill. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, all. Anything I can do?
No. Everything's under control. Oh, did you enjoy the service?
It was very moving. A wonderful dawn chorus as we climbed the hill.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
How are Alice and Christopher?
Oh, all right, thank you. He's making a good recovery.
Oh, thank goodness. Alice is going back to work this week, isn't she?
Yes, on Tuesday.
It must be such a relief that he's on the mend.
Oh, yes, it is.
What shall we do with this lot?
Well, there's a loaf here that hasn't been opened yet. I can make some more bacon sandwiches.
Right you are.
Bound to be people coming up for seconds.
I'll give you a hand. Pass the butter.
Well, are you sure, Jill? You must be absolutely ravenous.
No, it's fine. I'll eat in a minute.
Valda's been holding up the tea queue. Going on at Susan about the church organ.
I'm not surprised. It's been making some very peculiar sounds. Alan thinks there may be a problem with the stops.
Yeah, it sort of sticks, doesn't it?
He's onto it. Good thing it's morning service in Darrington today, though.
Yeah.
He says the regular organ tuner might take a look later this week.
Right. I'd better give him a hand pouring the tea.
Oh, well, yes, you go ahead. We'll manage here.
Do you have anything special planned for later?
I'm roasting a leg of our lamb. We've got Adam and Ian and Alice and Christopher coming over this year.
How lovely. I'm going to Brookfield for tea.
Oh.
And how are things with Chris and Alice? I know you've been worrying about Canada.
Yes, well, I still am. They offered Alice the job, you know.
No, I didn't.
And instead of turning them down flat, she asked for time to think. After what happened to Christopher?
Well, it is a big decision for both of them.
Well, I don't see how she can even entertain the possibility of making such a drastic move.
That's up to them, though, surely. It sounds as if they've got some serious thinking to do, and that's bound to take time.
Oh, well, I suppose so.
Well, thanks, Granny.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, look, mine's an Easter bunny. Oh,
you're all very welcome.
Can I open mine now?
Ben, you've barely finished your breakfast.
Please.
Well, I suppose it is Easter Day.
Oh, go on, let him.
All right, then. But try and save some for later.
Thanks, Mum. Right, well, I better get going.
Where?
Spencer's.
Why so early?
I promised Spencer's Mum I'd help her get lunch ready.
Did you now? I thought you were working with your dad this morning.
No, I haven't got time, sorry. I'll see you for tea. Bye, Granny.
Bye, Pat. Oh, it's so nice to be here. Spend an Easter with you all.
Be nicer if we were all here.
Oh, don't worry. Peppa'll be back this afternoon, won't she?
Yeah, of course. And we're looking forward to getting stuck into the lovely simnel cake you've baked for us.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy it. It's me grandmother's recipe.
Oh.
And it's got a secret ingredient.
Do you want me to give Dad a hand? I'm not doing anything this morning.
Oh, Josh, that would be great.
Well, I'd better go home and put the roast in.
Oh, no more cooking for me today. We're eating at the Bull. Special treat.
Oh, well, I might see you later. Brian's promised Rory we'd take him to the Easter egg hunt.
Bye.
Bye, Jennifer.
Oh, what a lovely morning.
Oh, it was good of you to give us a hand, Nick.
No, it was fun. I enjoyed helping. Really felt like I was part of something.
Well, you are.
I wish I didn't have to work today. Oh, Will.
It's the way it is sometimes. We'll all be there down the pub later to keep you company. And it's fancy dress, isn't it, for the kids?
Yeah, it should be fun. Day of non-stop chocolate.
Hello, Heather. Happy Easter.
Oh, lovely to see you, Jill. You're looking very well.
So are you.
Oh, I'm being very well looked after.
Come and sit down, Mum.
Thanks. Where are the children?
The boys are out on their bikes and Pip's at Spencer's.
Everyone will be back by tea time.
And here's the promised cake for tea.
Oh, thank you.
What is it?
Simnel cake. I baked it specially for today. You can't really make it for any other time of year.
Yeah, that's just what I feel.
Ah, great minds clearly think alike.
I don't follow.
Mum made a simnel cake too for today.
Oh.
If you ask me, they both look absolutely delicious.
Yeah, they do.
Hi. All right, Nick.
Oh, I didn't realise you were joining in with the dressing up.
Nor did I. I said no to the bunny suit, but Kenton insisted I wear the ears.
You look great. Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't say we're late for the egg hunt.
Oh, you're all right. It's only just started.
Afternoon, Jennifer. What, no Brian?
Oh, he's buying a round of drinks for everyone at the bar.
Oh, so that's where Eddie's got to. Oh, look at them all running about. I do like having me grandchildren close.
Yes, you're very lucky.
I well done, Georgie. I keep looking.
Well, go on, Rory. You don't want to miss out.
Oh, well, can I give you one of these? Mm? It's a leaflet for Ed's milk.
Oh, yes, thanks. Let's see what we can find, shall we?
Oh, let me see. Nostalgia in a bottle. Yeah, that's very catchy.
That's what I thought.
I don't know.
What's wrong?
Well, the word nostalgia...
Yeah?
...might make it sound like the milk's gone off.
What do you mean you're not coming?
Spencer's grandma's just arrived and he hasn't seen her for ages, so I can't leave now.
Pip, both your grandmothers are here. We're about to have tea and we're waiting for you.
I'll be back in a bit.
Back in a bit is not good enough. You promised you'd be here at tea time.
Mum, I see Gran all the time, and Granny Heather's here till Tuesday.
So you're going to let everyone down again, just like that?
Why do you have to make such a big deal out of everything?
It's a family time, Pip. I wanted you to be here.
I'm sorry, Mum. Look, I've got to go.
Oh.
Do you make your own marzipan, Jill?
Of course, Heather. It wouldn't be a simnel cake without homemade marzipan.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
Is she here?
No, I'm afraid Pip's not going to make it.
What?
Something came up at the last minute. She's really sorry. She sends her love, and she'll see you later, Mum.
Oh, we'll keep her.
And she'll catch up with you later in the week, Jill.
Right. Ah, oh, that's fine. We've got the whole day tomorrow to spend together.
Yeah.
Can we cut the cakes now, Mum?
Yep, we can.
I'll have a bit of both, please. The one with the chicks looks nice.
That was just a bit of Easter fun on my part.
Well, I chose flowers. I wanted a more traditional look.
There you go, Ben.
Tea, Granny.
Lovely.
Gran.
Thank you. You're a star, Josh.
He certainly is.
They both look gorgeous. Good thing they keep.
I'll second that.
The one with the flowers tastes like biscuits.
That'll be the pinch of ginger. Ginger? How unusual.
But the one with the chicks tastes much nicer.
Oh.
Well, I like ginger.
Me too.
Yes, it gives the cake a certain depth.
Mm. Yes, it definitely does.
That's an acquired taste, Ben. Hopefully you'll appreciate it when you're older.
More tea, anyone?
Right, well, I've given out the ones I had in my bag.
Mm. You've done well.
Yeah, most papers seem quite interested. Oh, and they like the slogan.
Just me, then. I am daft.
Jazza and Mike are going to get loads out while they're doing the rounds. Oh, I really hope they get some new customers.
Well, I don't see why not. Them leaflets really sell it well.
Yeah. Oh, Clary.
Ed's doing great, love.
It's great to see him so positive. After we got so low.
He kept going, though. That's the thing. You have to keep going.
Yeah. He's tried so hard.
I know, love. I'm proud of him.
Me too. I'm really hoping we've turned a corner.
I'm sure you have.
So, do you have any plans for tomorrow?
Oh, no, not really. To be honest, I'm quite happy being here with you all.
Ah, someone's home.
Finally.
At my age, you realise there's nothing more important than your family.
Hiya.
Evening.
Oh, did you have a nice day, pets?
It was great, thank you.
Oh, now you're home. How do you fancy a slice of my simnel cake?
It's absolutely delicious.
Oh, no, I couldn't, really. I'm stuffed.
Oh, you'd love to try it, though, wouldn't you, Pip?
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
I won't be a minute.
Well?
Yeah?
What have you got to say for yourself?
I rang you, Mum. I told you I'd be late.
You don't even think you've done anything wrong?
Well, according to you, everything I do is wrong these days.
Keep your voice down. You'll agree at least that your granny deserves to see you while she's here.
So the least you can do to make up for today is to take her to Lower Loxley for the Easter fair tomorrow.
I've got plans. With Spencer.
Then you'll have to change them.
And he can spend some time with his gran too.
Fine.
Here it is.
Wow, it looks lovely.
Happy Easter, pet.
Yes. Happy Easter, everyone.
How are the potatoes looking?
A few are starting to sprout. I'm not sure they'll last until the new crop's ready.
Well, this lot look all right.
Yeah, but there aren't enough of them. We might have to put more bought-in produce into the veg boxes than homegrown.
Oh, come on, Helen. Let's not be too pessimistic. Spring's just around the corner.
Oh, so let's hope for some decent weather.
Yeah, well, I for one am staying positive. I don't mind buying in a few cauliflowers. And even if we do have to buy a few spuds and carrots, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, I suppose you're right, Dad.
We're looking forward to the next harvest already.
Yeah.
Well, Tom may want the cows to go, but some of our principles are worth holding on to.
I agree. And I'm sure Tom does too.
Oh, your mother would be pleased to hear that. Especially where your brother's concerned.
Yeah. I suppose you must feel like the enemy at the moment.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
She's pretty cut up about the whole thing.
Yeah, well, naturally.
It's only a suggestion, Dad. It doesn't mean it's actually going to happen.
And how do you feel about it?
Well, it's a difficult thing to get my head round.
Yeah. We all know times are tough for dairy farmers, but truly, Helen, we never thought it would be us.
I know.
And your mother... Well, I don't know if Tom has even considered the impact it might have on her.
I don't think Tom's been contrary for the sake of it. This is too big. He knows how much he's asking of you and Mum. Really, he does.
Yeah, well, I hope you're right.
He honestly believes the Tom Archer brand is important to the success of Bridge Farm as a whole. He wants the best for all of us. And if getting rid of the herd...
Yeah, go on.
The thing is, Dad, we've got to stop looking at Tom's own ventures as a separate entity. We need both Ambridge Organics and the Tom Archer brand to thrive if we're going to secure our business.
So you don't think Tom's personal ambition is playing a part?
His ambition to succeed is, yes, definitely. But it's not at the expense of what Mum thinks.
Oh.
He's just being a good businessman.
Yeah, well, your Mum's not convinced of that.
She hasn't even given him a chance. Tom's right. Bridge Farm is going to have to support all of us in the future.
Yeah, I know.
And if Tom thinks we should sell the herd in order to achieve that, we ought to seriously consider what he's saying.
Shall I make you another cup of tea?
Oh, I can't take any more hot drinks, Alice.
Oh, how about some toast? Or a sandwich?
No, thanks. I'm fine.
You okay? Is there anything on telly?
I've been staring at a screen for days. I'm fed up with it.
Yeah, I know.
Will you pass me those invoices?
Oh, Chris, it's a bank holiday.
Every day feels like a bank holiday to me at the moment. I'll get them myself. What?
Nothing.
Have these been paid?
I haven't looked through them yet.
Wish I could just ring Ronnie.
Look, he don't need to. He's doing brilliantly.
I know.
Come on, Chris. Cheer up a bit.
It's easy to say. I'm going mad in here, Alice.
I know, but you're getting better every day.
I spend every day out in the open air normally. Now I can hardly walk for 5 minutes.
Okay. Sorry.
I wanted to ask Ronnie about the order for the new shoes.
Oh, I've dealt with that.
Good. Oh, and I've got a few queries about the vet bills.
Then call him tomorrow.
I'd rather know today.
Well, he's probably out on his boat. You know, he's relaxing like normal people do on a bank holiday.
That means the clients are likely to be in. Wonder if I should make a few calls.
Oh, for goodness sake. Why on earth would you call them today?
To make sure they're still happy with the service they're getting.
Of course they are. There's no way you can make business calls on Easter Monday. That's one thing that's definitely going to put your customers off you.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
So, come on, what would you like to do?
I don't know.
We could invite some people over. Shall I see what Roy and Haley are up to?
He'll be working at Lower Loxley today. It's the Easter Fair, remember?
Okay, Chris, you win.
What are you talking about?
Well, if we're not doing anything else, we might as well start going through these invoices.
How's the chicken doing?
Oh, it's perfect to me. Just needs to rest for a few minutes.
Oh, don't we all? I have to say, I was quite pleased when Henry eventually dropped off. Dreading the day he stops having an afternoon nap.
Not long now. Water.
What will I do with him all day?
More of the same. Easier when he's older in some ways.
Not so sure. Emma called this morning. Apparently George swapped the sugar and salt round before everyone woke up. Ed practically spat out half a cup of coffee.
Why on earth would George do that?
Mum, check the calendar.
Oh, of course. Oh, I suppose April Fool's Day is a bit of a gift when you're seven.
Oh, I hate to think what Henry's got in store for us.
Don't.
Say, what's the joke?
Oh, Helen and I were just talking about boys.
We know all about that around here. Oh, something smells good. Oh, I'm starving. How long do I have to wait?
All good things, Dad.
Helen's made a gratin.
With the blue?
I improvised. Give it a chance.
Oh, gladly. So, is Tom joining us?
I didn't see him this morning.
I wonder if he's started mucking out the cowshed yet.
He hadn't half an hour ago.
I mentioned it to him when we were washing down the parlour, but he seemed to be in a world of his own.
I thought he and Brenda might have taken the day off together.
Ah, well, he's not exactly accustomed to taking days off.
Looks ready, Helen.
Oh, great. Just put it on the table, Mum, thanks.
By the way, I meant to ask, which evening would you like us to babysit?
Oh, yes. Your evening out with Jonathan.
I won't actually need you this week.
Why's that?
He rang earlier. Unfortunately, he's got to work up north until Friday.
Oh, that's a pity.
We've agreed to postpone till after the weekend, so I'll let you know, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, it's good to see you getting out and about a bit.
Well, thanks to Emma, really.
I'd never have imagined you and Emma would become so close.
I know. Oh, it's the children that brought us together, really.
So, did she introduce you to Jonathan, then?
No, she just insisted that I called him. Left to my own devices, I'm not sure I'd have plucked up the courage.
Good for her. I'm sure it'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'd just rather he hadn't postponed.
That'll be great. Okay, mate, have a good day. Don't work too hard. Yeah. I'll see you then.
Well, you've cheered up.
Roy was just telling me about the fair. Apparently a load of underage kids tried to get into the beer tent.
Oh, well, no change there then.
No, he got them out and then Mike reminded him that Roy tried to do the same thing himself not so long ago. They got a vintage car rally there. Wouldn't mind seeing it.
Oh, it's a shame you're not up to going. Well, you know, maybe next year we'll... Well...
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, Roy said he'll drop round on Wednesday.
With beer?
I hope so.
He's been great.
Yeah, everyone has.
Yeah, I know. We'll have to work late on Wednesday, so you'll have the place to yourselves.
You must have got quite behind with stuff.
No, it won't take me long to catch up. Anyway, I don't care about that. I'm glad you're feeling better. Oh, I think the pizzas are ready.
I've still got a bit to do on the laptop. I'll have it in a bit.
Chris, tomorrow I have to go back to work, but for today my job is still to look after you.
Yeah.
You're not 100% yet, and I know that's really frustrating for you, but please, just for today, let me look after you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and try not to worry about work. We're lucky that Ronnie was so willing to step in. And he won't let you down. You can be sure of that.
At least there's something I can be sure of.
Mm. This is delicious, Pat.
Oh. Can you pass me the asparagus, please, Helen?
Yeah. Marks for the gratin?
Oh, 10 out of 10.
And I'd definitely order it again.
Excellent.
Well, I'd expect nothing less of cheese that's made from Bridge Farm milk. Of course, there won't be much of that around if Tom gets his way.
Actually, Helen and I were chatting about Tom's proposals earlier.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell your mum what you think?
Okay. Well, it does seem that Tom feels the cows are a distraction in the business.
He's entitled to his opinion.
In his view, they take up valuable time and resources and get in the way of Bridge Farm's true potential.
Why does he have to make everything sound so clinical?
Oh, let her finish, look.
When he first suggested selling the herd, I had the same reaction as you, Mum. I couldn't imagine working here, living here, without the cows going through the yard. And I know it does feel almost like a betrayal.
That's exactly how it feels.
I know. But I've tried to take a step back, Mum. Think about it rationally. I think I can see Tom's point of view.
Really?
The fact is, we're trying to do too much, Mum. You're fully occupied in the dairy. I've got the cheesemaking in the shop, not to mention Henry. And that still leaves a farm to run. The arable, the field crops, the polytunnels, the veg boxes, the pigs, the milking.
Oh, we're busy, I know.
I mean, no wonder Tom's run ragged. That's before he even starts making sausages or thinking about expanding the frozen meal range.
We're busy, of course we are, but we manage very well.
I know, but it's hardly surprising that Tom's come to the conclusion that we can't do it all. Maybe we're spreading ourselves too thin. We need to focus if our business is going to survive and thrive.
Some of the things you've mentioned are Tom's. The ready meals, the sausages and bacon, they're nothing to do with us.
That's what I was saying to Dad before. I think it's really dangerous to view the business in terms of him and us.
Yeah, well, to be fair, he set it up like that. It's always been separate.
But so has my cheese. OK, it's a smaller enterprise, but it's mine.
Oh, you sell it under the Ambridge Organics label, though.
The Ambridge Organics and Tom Archer brands need each other. This isn't an easy thing to say, but I think we should listen to Tom. We should think seriously about letting the cows go.
Helen!
We should look carefully at what he's proposing.
I wish he hadn't brought the whole thing up in the first place.
Look, let's not turn Tom into the bad guy. We all want the same thing. The question is how we go about achieving it.
Well, the bottom line is the ethos of the farm won't be the same without the cows. We produce everything. We know the history of every animal. We are completely sure about what's going into our milk.
That's true. And we'd need to have the same certainty about any milk we'd bought in. You would be rigorous about that, Mum.
But why put ourselves through it?
Because we have to find a viable way forward. If you can't come up with an alternative, at least consider what Tom's proposing, without letting your emotions get in the way.
Give me a call back when you're free. Thanks.
Have you seen my phone charger?
No. Right, so I've called Neil. Pip's milking this morning. Helen's cheese making.
Oh, do you want the rest of this coffee?
You finish it. I've got a load of pig admin to do.
Thought you liked being busy.
Well, I do, but I'm not pushing the other stuff through fast enough. Oh, God. I've got to make a start on the mucking out as well.
Rather you than me.
That's the day gone.
Ah, got it.
It's such a pain.
What's that?
The mucking out. Such a waste of my time.
Another nail in the dairy herd coffin.
It's not a joke, Brenda. My life would be so much easier if Mum and Dad would see sense.
But at least you don't have Lillian giving you the evils every time she walks into the office.
She's not that bad.
I've told you, she blames me for every minor mishap.
We all have our issues at work, Brenda.
Oh, don't be so pompous. It's different for you. You're lucky you get to manage your own time. You're your own boss.
Yeah, as part of a family business which feels pretty dysfunctional at the moment. I mean, talk about overreacting. Mum practically accused me of treason.
I guess sometimes things don't turn out the way you expect them to.
Sorry, what did you say?
Don't worry about it. Right, I'm off.
Yeah, okay, see you later.
I wish you didn't have to leave so early.
Oh, me too. But a breakfast meeting with a prospective co-developer can only go on for so long. aren't you going to get that?
Oh, it's not important.
Right, well, I really had better go.
Oh, Lillian.
Oh, I know, I'm already late. And Brenda's bound to have assumed her sulky face by now. Besides, I've got to move some money between bank accounts to pay for supplies. Supposed to be done yesterday, but I was rather distracted.
Be distracted again.
Sounds like someone's desperate to talk to you.
I told you it's nothing. They can wait. There's only one person who matters to me right now, and I'm looking at her.
Ring me later.
Yeah. Bye.
One new message. Paul, it's me. I'm not going to tell you again. You need to stop calling me. I don't want to see you or talk to you. I know you've spoken to Grace and she's told you about my plans, but what I do with my life is my business. So please, just leave me alone.
Tea?
Ah, perfect timing.
How's it going?
Oh, okay. Good thinking work, weeding.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Pat. Well, maybe we should give him a break. I mean, he has been working non-stop.
I know.
No, he's a grafter and he's dedicated. You have to give him that.
Well, his heart's clearly not in keeping the cows any longer.
Yeah, that's probably the case.
Well, he'd been quite upfront about it. And now he's persuaded Helen to take his side.
Oh, come on, Pat. Helen's made her own mind up.
Oh, yes, I suppose so.
Well, I thought she made some good points yesterday.
Did you?
Well, you have to admit that Tom does have a powerful case.
What are you saying?
Well, the truth is, I was shocked when he first presented his idea, but as time's gone on, I have to say I'm beginning to understand the logic of it.
Hmm. There's logic on both sides, though.
Now, if we put aside our emotional attachment to the herd, then the figures do add up.
The choices we've made for Bridge Farm have never solely been dictated by money, and we've won out against the odds.
No, but Helen's right. We've got to approach this as a business decision. If we sold the herd, we'd get a large lump sum, which could be invested in the farm, or even in our pension fund. Plus, we'd save all the costs associated with milking. The feed, vets' bills, AI fees, not to mention Trevor and Pip's wages.
OK, so Tom can make it look good on paper. That still doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
No, yeah, you wait a minute. Think it through. Say we give up the 32 acres we rent. Then Tom could rent the remaining grassland we've got for his pigs. You know how badly he wants to expand.
and he'd be buying chilies and all the other veg he needs from the farm.
He'll need an awful lot of pigs to use all that pasture.
Oh, he says he's been researching a new technique, feeding the pigs on grass silage. We'd be perfectly placed to service that. I know it's a difficult thing to get your head round. I'm not finding it easy. But we have to accept that Tom's proposition would save us a lot of time and money. The cost of the herd far outweighs the cost of buying in the small amount of organic milk we'd need to make the yoghurt and ice cream and cheese. And we'd be released from the lottery of the milk price for the rest.
Oh, Tonia, I can't argue with that. But we've chosen a way of life and the cows are an integral part of that life. I'm sorry, but I can't agree it's the right thing. I just can't.
Oh. Good afternoon, Amside. Oh, hello. Right. I see. Hang on a minute. Slow down. Well, I'm very sorry, but I assumed... The payment should have been made yesterday. Sorry. No, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can I call you straight back? Thanks. Lillian Bellamy's phone.
Oh, sorry.
Brenda, what on earth do you think you're doing? Your phone kept ringing and I was on an important call.
I'm sorry, I'll ring you later.
How dare you answer my mobile?
You left it in here. I couldn't hear myself think.
It's not your responsibility to answer my calls.
Calm down, will you?
You should have just ignored it.
Lillian, there were about 3 missed calls in a row.
Oh, so you're spying on me now?
I thought it might have been an emergency.
Yeah, well, you're not paid to make those kind of judgments.
For your information, I was actually on my phone talking to the finance manager from the builder's yard. He was seething.
Was he?
Apparently, the payment for the latest batch of stuff we ordered still hasn't been made. I thought you were doing the bank transfer first thing this morning.
I was in a meeting.
Oh, yeah, your power breakfast.
Just slipped my mind. I'll do it straight away.
Next time you can take the call from the builder's yard.
Yeah, well, you could have reminded me to make my payment when I came in.
I've got my own workload to take care of.
Part of your remit, Brenda, is to manage mine and Matt's diaries. Why on earth do you think we employ you?
Perhaps because no one else in their right mind would take the rubbish you throw at me. Oh... Good afternoon. I'm sorry, Brenda speaking. Hi, yep, sorry, I was about to call you back.
What do you want?
To talk to you.
There's nothing to say.
Don't hang up, Celia, please.
Paul.
Listen to me. I have to speak to you.
I've told you.
Doesn't what I think or feel mean anything to you anymore? You can't just forget who I am. What I am to you.
What you are to me. Nothing, Paul.
It's not that simple.
It is to me. I want you out of my life. Once and for all.
Okay, that's good. Hey, Bren! I was right. The market's moving.
What?
You know, I've got such a good feeling about this project.
Really?
The tide's clearly turning against cheap meat. But people still need instant meal solutions, as long as they're not too highly processed.
You mean like your ready meals?
Yeah. And of course, now they want British, traceable meat, welfare friendly. I mean, if I can offer something that says gourmet on the label, but doesn't cost a bomb, the supermarkets will be knocking my door down.
Hi, Brenda. How was your day?
Sorry. How was your day?
Pretty rubbish.
Sorry to hear that.
I need a glass of wine. Do you want one?
No, thanks.
How long are you planning to work for?
I'm just finishing up. So, what happened?
I feel like I've been firefighting all day. Lillian keeps making stupid mistakes and then it's up to me to pick up the pieces.
Suppose that's the rough end of your job.
It's not actually, Tom.
Oh, okay.
And then she totally blew up at me at lunchtime just because I answered a stupid mobile.
Right.
She blames me for practically everything.
Well, it can be a bit annoying when someone takes a call that's meant for you.
What?
I mean, Dad did it the other day when another holiday company wanted to talk to me about the ready meal.
What happened today is completely different. She totally laid into me. It was really out of order. What a cow! I mean, she wouldn't speak to anyone else like that.
Yeah.
Tom, are you listening?
Sorry?
I said, are you listening to what I'm saying?
Of course.
What did I say then?
You were talking about Lillian.
And?
You answered her mobile and she got upset.
What else did I say? I don't believe you. I've had an awful day and you're not even bothered.
So Lillian was in a bad mood. Try and forget about it. It'll have blown over by the morning.
I've got a good mind to tell her exactly what I think of her.
Are you sure that's wise? I mean, she is the boss.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you don't want to lose your job, do you?
Actually, right now, I can't think of anything I'd like more. Lillian thinks she can treat me like a skivvy, like I'm nothing.
Come on, Bren. At least you've got a job.
I work my socks off in that office. I'm always the first one in and the last to leave.
I know.
And then I come home and you're so obsessed by your ready meals and your pigs and your spreadsheets that we can't even have a conversation about my day.
We can. We are. Look, I'm turning this off, okay?
It's not the point.
Brenda, I've had a tough day too. This is the only chance I get to do my admin so that I can properly plan and expand the business.
How can you expect me to be interested in what you're doing if you can't be interested in me?
Oh, no. Paul!
You're in. Good.
What on earth are you doing here?
I want to speak to you.
No, I've told you there's nothing to say.
We need to talk.
You can't just barge into my home like this.
What did you expect?
I'd like you to leave immediately.
Celia, I've got to talk to you.
No, you haven't.
I've taken the afternoon off work just so you and me can straighten this thing out.
What thing? My life is nothing to do with you anymore. How many more times?
Don't be like that.
You have no right.
I care about you. That's why I'm here.
Would you like some tea, Lillian?
No, thanks. Can't stay long.
But you bought me all these lovely things.
Well, it'll be nice to sit and chat, but I really ought to finish a property report and catch up on my emails back at the office.
Well, I do hope you haven't been too extravagant.
Let me worry about that.
There was no need to go to so much trouble.
No trouble. I was in Underwood's food hall anyway.
Ooh, date and walnut loaf, scrumptious.
Mm.
Oh, my, Lillian, is this the right price?
Honestly.
I could bake my own for about 50p.
But then I've saved you 50p.
And have you seen the cost of these ginger biscuits? They do sell ginger biscuits in the village shop, you know.
Honestly, Mum, the war's over. Can't you let yourself enjoy a bit of luxury?
My generation are used to being grateful for what we've got.
Well, thank goodness times have changed. Now we can all have whatever we want, and there's no need to settle for anything less than perfection.
I always think if people lower their expectations, they've more chance of being happy.
Thought you might try these olives.
Oh, I'm not a fan of olives. Why don't you take them for Matt?
Oh, right.
How is Matt, anyway?
Fine. Same as ever.
I haven't seen both of you together for a while.
Yeah. Well, when you're running a business and living together, you sometimes need a bit of space from one another.
If you say so.
Oh, I'll go.
Oh, it's probably Tony. He rang earlier.
Oh, hello.
Oh, I didn't know you were here.
No, well, I did a bit of impulse buying for Mum in Underwood's food hall.
Oh, right, so... How are you, Lillian?
Fine. You all right, Mum? Here he is.
How are you, Mum?
All the better for seeing you. How are things at the farm?
Oh, very busy. You know what it's like? A few more hours of daylight means there's a lot more work to do.
Oh, but isn't it lovely?
Oh, yes, of course it is.
Oh, Matt's wondering where I am. Look, I better get back to the office. I'll see you next week, Mum.
Oh, bye, Lillian.
Take care, Tony.
Yeah, bye, yeah.
Is there any tea going?
Why don't I make us a fresh pot?
Ah, that'd be nice. Oh, these look good. Stem ginger with chocolate drizzle.
When was this taken?
Put that down, please.
Looks like you're on holiday.
I'm not discussing it with you, Paul.
He's aged.
We've all aged.
So you've been on holiday together?
This is ridiculous.
Have you?
What I do is no concern of yours. Give it to me.
Don't marry him, Celia.
Why not?
You can't trust him.
Don't be ridiculous.
He was my friend before he was your fancy man.
Look, Paul, just say what you've got to say and leave, please.
You don't understand, do you? You don't understand at all.
What?
I'm trying to protect you, Celia. You're making a terrible mistake.
You're definitely looking a lot better.
So everyone keeps saying.
Yeah, you'll be out and about again before you know it.
I hope so. So how come you're skiving off this afternoon?
I worked the whole bank holiday, didn't I?
Oh, come on. Hanging out at the Easter Fair's not proper work.
You've got to be joking, mate. Bank holiday Monday's the most stressful day of the year, as far as I'm concerned. Well, I had to set up an overflow car park, keep an eye on the stalls and the rides, and not to mention having to boot out that load of kids from the beer tent.
Okay. Maybe you are entitled to an afternoon off.
Still, it's a good turnout. Place was heaving. Even Pip turned up with Ruth's mum, and they seemed to enjoy themselves. So, I'm guessing you and Alice stayed at home over Easter?
Yeah, Monday was her last day before starting work again.
Oh, she gone back full-time?
3 days. She'll be full-time from next week. If she sticks at the job, that is.
Have you decided about Canada?
Still haven't talked about it.
Oh, Christopher.
I've wanted to bring it up, but it never feels like the right time. And Alice hasn't mentioned it.
Well, I can sympathise with you on that one.
How do you mean?
Well, this is what things were like when I was with Kate. She could never deal with life, not properly. The Aldridge girls are used to having everything served to them on a plate.
No, Alice isn't like that at all. She's had a privileged life, yeah, but she's never been selfish.
Okay. But she still went for a job in Vancouver without talking to you about it.
Yeah, but Alice has studied hard all these years. Why shouldn't she want an interesting career? I can see where she's coming from, Roy.
Well, that's good of you.
I love my work. Can't imagine having to do something every day that you don't like. And that's more or less how it is for her now.
So, what next?
I reckon she's too scared to bring it up. I think we both are.
Right.
I mean, I'm finding it hard to face the idea of emigrating, but it's a fantastic opportunity. You can't get away from it.
You've changed your tune.
I've had a lot of time to think.
That's true.
The real issue is that my business is taking off. Doing so well. It'd be hard to walk away from it just like that.
Of course.
Problem is, me and Alice can't both have what we want.
How long's it been going on for?
Give me strength.
I just want to know if anything happened between you and him while we were still married.
Does it matter?
Of course it matters!
There was nothing going on, okay? Since the divorce, Frank and I have become good friends. We've fallen in love.
Love with Frank? You can't be serious.
Who I choose to spend my time with, my life with, is no longer your affair.
I was your husband, Celia.
A long time ago.
We made vows to each other. I'm the father of your children.
Please don't bring them into this.
The fact is, I know you. I know you better than you know yourself.
You don't know anything about me. You never did.
Frank can't make you happy. He'll hurt you. I'm positive he will. You can't marry him, Celia. I won't let it happen.
Get out.
Celia.
I want you out of my home. Now!
Okay, all right. We'll talk about this later. Once you've had time to think about what I've said.
One orange juice and lemonade coming up.
Thanks.
Oh, and found these crisps.
Nice one.
So, I suppose that this is the first big decision you and Alice have had to make since you got married. Well, apart from buying the business.
Well, we've had our ups and downs.
Have you? Always looked like sweetness and light to me.
When she was in Southampton, It wasn't always easy then, but we got through that.
Right.
Made us feel even stronger together. Don't know if that makes sense.
Of course it does.
But this, I don't know. Usually we talk about stuff. I don't like it not knowing how she's thinking now.
Well, the first few years when you're together, well, I mean, you're still busy being in love and having fun. But after a while, reality kicks in and there's a lot more compromising to do.
Yeah, especially if you both want different things.
Yeah, but as long as you love each other, you can get through anything. I've learnt that with Hayley.
I do love her. She means everything to me. What we've got feels like the real deal. But this is hanging over us and I don't know how we're going to sort it out.
Well, seems to me like you're halfway there already.
How do you mean?
Well, what was it you said? A fantastic opportunity? I mean, that's not how you were thinking last week.
No, I know. I
mean, a few years in Vancouver might not be so bad. I mean, it's supposed to be a great place, and you don't have to go forever.
I don't know.
Well, it could be the experience of a lifetime. It might bring you all sorts of new opportunities for work and play. I mean, it'd definitely be an adventure. And I expect Alice will be earning a fair whack, so you'd have a good quality of life. I mean, the houses out there are supposed to be amazing. Massive. All mod cons. I mean, you might find yourself living the life of Riley.
I've told you, Roy. Sitting around and doing nothing, it's really not me. I'd want to work too. And what would I do? I don't know what opportunities there'd be for me out there.
No, but you could find out, though.
And the big thing is, what about my business? You know I've put my heart and soul into making it work. And it is working. Did you know I'm earning more than Alice?
Wow.
And I love it. The idea of just walking away, giving it all up.
What? Who says you've got to give it up? I mean, say you decided to go to Canada for a few years. There might be someone here who could look after it for you.
Like who? Ronnie wouldn't want to. He's just doing me a favour now.
Oh, I'm not sure, but I mean, there's bound to be a decent farrier around who's got enough nous to manage the place.
Thing is, Roy, I couldn't hand it over just like that. If we go to Vancouver, I'll be on the other side of the world. That business means everything to me. I don't know if I could find anyone I'd trust enough to look after it.
Are you going to have any more of these biscuits?
Oh, I shouldn't. They are very Moorish, though.
I'll put the rest in the biscuit barrel, then.
I'll do it, Mum. You sit.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Tony. Well, it sounds to me like you're all facing quite a big dilemma at Bridge Farm.
Oh, you can say that again. You know, I've got to hand it to Tom. He lives and breathes the business, but he's a money man and he's driven by profits and margins.
Well, that's no bad thing.
Yeah, well, Pat doesn't see it that way. She's found the whole thing very upsetting. She doesn't seem ready to even consider selling the cows.
I know it's difficult. But you can't let your feelings get in the way of what's best commercially.
Oh, that's something I'm starting to accept. The more I think about it, some suggestions could really work. But Pat won't budge. The fact is, Mum, I'm stuck in the middle.
I see. Well, I have to say that Tom's continually impressed me with his common sense.
Mm.
So far, most of his ideas have been good ones. What does Helen think?
Well, she was a bit taken aback at first. I mean, we're all attached to the cows in our own ways, but well, now she's had a chance to process what he's saying. She agrees with Tom.
Well, if Tom and Helen are the ones who are ultimately going to be running Bridge Farm, they both ought to have a say in how the place operates. If you ask me, you and Pat should listen carefully to what Tom is proposing.
I took the liberty of bringing you this.
Oh, thank you.
It's a rosé. I hope you like that.
I adore it. Shall I pour us a glass?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Mmm, looks lovely.
Mmm, whatever's cooking smells delicious.
Well, don't get too excited. It's nothing fancy, just some baked salmon with a few roast vegetables.
Well, sounds fantastic to me. I hardly ever cook.
Really?
Yes. I'm afraid I'm on first-name terms with the owners of virtually all my local takeaways. So it's a real treat to have a home-cooked meal.
Oh, well, good. Here you go.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Do you need any help?
No, not at all. Everything's under control. So, how's your week been?
Yeah, all right. I've been catching up with family. Might as well make the most of the school holidays while I can.
Quite.
Alistair and I spent a bit of time yesterday clearing out the cricket pavilion and taking an inventory of equipment, gearing up for the new season.
Of course. Right, the food won't be much longer. Can you put these plates out for me? I'll fetch some cutlery.
Shall I get two more?
Sorry?
For Freddie and Lily.
They're at the cinema this evening with a group of friends. It's an Easter treat.
I see.
So it'll just be you and me tonight. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Right, what do you fancy?
Well, I think I'll go for the mussels, and then the beef. I like the look of the sticky toffee pudding.
Oh, you haven't eaten today, then?
Oh, on a girl's night out, there should be no limit to pleasure.
Yeah, well, I'm with you on that one, Pat. I'm going to have the beetroot tart to start with, and then the sea bass.
Oh, it's lovely to be out for a change.
Yeah, more wine.
Please. Oh, how's Jamie getting on?
Oh, he's fine. Still working with Isaac.
Well, that's wonderful.
I know, but I still wish he carried on with his A2s. Can't argue with the fact that education increases your options.
Oh, that's a given.
I worry that one day he's going to regret his decision.
He really wasn't enjoying his studies, though, was he?
Still think he could have stuck it out. He's so young, Pat. I wonder if things might have been different if his dad was around.
For all we know, they might have been worse. Two parents instead of one to rebel against. Maybe you shouldn't worry so much. Jamie's a good boy, and it does sound as if he's thriving.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's hard sometimes to accept that he's his own person. Parenting a teenager is a fine balance, as you well know.
It doesn't change, no matter how old they are.
So, what's the latest at Bridge Farm?
Don't ask.
Oh, that bad.
Tom and I are barely speaking, and now Helen's weighed things up, and she's on Tom's side.
She thinks you should sell the herd.
Yeah. I'm not even sure what Tony's opinion is anymore. I feel as if I'm being leaned on by all of them.
Well, from what you've told me, Tom has done his homework.
Well, there's no doubting the logic of his argument.
And would it make life easier for you and Tony?
Oh, yes.
You're not getting any younger, Pat.
Thanks.
It's true. None of us are. I mean, it was only last year that Tony was in hospital with his heart attack.
Oh, not you as well.
I'm sorry. But you've told me before that the workload on the farm is becoming unmanageable.
Yeah, but before we make such a huge decision, surely we should see if there's a better, less drastic way of coping with everything.
So Tom hasn't covered all the bases then? There are alternatives? Yeah, well, surely you should be aiming to reduce your stress levels, not increase them. And is it time for you and Tony to start thinking about the next phase of your lives?
I don't know. It's very hard to express the attachment I feel to the herd. I grew up on a dairy farm. Cows have been part of my life for as long as I can remember.
I understand.
I'm sorry, Kathy, but unless you're a farmer, I don't think you can.
Ronnie's been super efficient at sending me stuff through. We've got a system going.
Right.
So you don't need to worry about anything.
I know. Look,
Yeah?
Do you want to eat straight away?
No, I'm fine.
Right.
Chris, what's the matter?
Well, I've been thinking.
Yeah?
About Canada.
Okay.
And you know I don't want to move abroad.
You've made that clear.
Let me finish.
Go on.
Well, the thing is, I realise how much this job must mean to you. You wouldn't have gone for it unless it was something you really wanted, would you?
No.
Thought about it all this time.
So have I.
Haven't thought about much else, to be honest. And I've decided.
Yeah.
I don't want to hold you back. If you want to go to Vancouver, then I'll come with you.
I don't believe it. Are you sure?
Yeah, I am.
But what about the business?
I've spoken to Ronnie and he mentioned Daz Polhill. Well, he might be able to take care of the business for a while. If we move to Vancouver, that is.
Oh.
Might give me some breathing space while I explore prospects in Canada. If I've got any prospects out there.
Oh, Chris.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm in shock.
Why?
I can't believe you'd do all that for me.
I love you, Alice. I love you so much.
I don't deserve you.
Of course you do. So, we're going then?
You know, when we were talking about Bridge Farm before, I wasn't suggesting you give everything up.
I know.
But I do think that you and Tony need to start thinking about your future. I mean, what you've achieved on the farm is amazing, and no one can take that away from you.
Well, you know what they say. If it ain't broke, then why fix it?
Because it might be broke. If you're trying to do too much, and it's unsustainable. I mean, it seems to me that Tom's a chip off the old block. He's as passionate about what he wants to achieve with Bridge Farm as you and Tony ever were.
Oh, no, I can't deny that.
And you're incredibly lucky that both of your children are committed to keeping the family business going. It shows that they really appreciate the legacy that you're leaving.
I don't feel like that at the moment.
Oh, they just want to do things differently, Pat. They all do.
Not easy, though, is it?
Absolutely not. Look, have you ever considered that Tom might just jump ship?
What do you mean?
Well, there's no reason why he can't leave Bridge Farm and run his businesses on his own. He did it before, didn't he? He went to Brian. How would you feel then?
Thank you, Chris.
For what?
I don't know, just... for loving me so much.
Don't be silly. Listen.
No. It's my turn now. What you've said has made my decision so easy. I mean, I think I knew before, but now I'm sure.
Well?
Chris, I'm going to turn down the job in Canada.
What?
Honestly, look, I'd come to that conclusion anyway.
So we've both...
Yeah.
Oh, Alice, come here.
Oh. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's just my ribs. But I can still.
That's better. I'm sorry the last few weeks have been so awful.
Me too. Are you sure, Alice? Really sure?
Absolutely. The most important thing is that we're united. Right now we need to be together here, at home in Ambridge. And I'm going to do everything I can to get you back on your feet and working again.
I'm glad, but listen, I don't want you to limit yourself in the future. The way I see it, it's all about timing, and maybe now just isn't the best moment for us to leave.
Yeah.
But if a decent opportunity comes up again and it's abroad, I want you to consider it. And if you'd like to take it, then I'm coming with you.
Thank you.
Our whole future doesn't have to be dependent on this one job.
Oh, I get that now.
And I understand how much your career means to you.
There's so many things I'd like to achieve.
You're going
to
achieve everything you've dreamed of and more. And when you do, I'll be by your side.
You're incredible, Christopher Carter. And I'm not going to hold you back either.
Here's to the future, then.
Our future. Together.
Would you like another glass of wine?
No, I'm fine. Thank you for a lovely dinner.
You're welcome.
Food always tastes better when someone's sharing it with you.
I just hope the meal matched up to the offerings from your local kebab house.
Will I ever go back there after tonight? I like the sound of your laugh.
It's been nice to unwind tonight.
I suppose you've had a busy week.
Yeah, Easter's always a frantic time with the fair. And, of course, we had the point-to-point here on Tuesday.
Oh, did you?
It's an annual event here.
I've never been to one.
Shame. I should have told you.
Well, you can invite me over any time you want. I like spending time with you, Elizabeth. Very much.
I like being with you too.
And you look beautiful.
Iftika.
What's wrong?
I can't.
Elizabeth?
I'm so sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, but... I don't know.
It's okay. Don't worry.
Iftika, I've enjoyed spending time with you recently. So much. We've had fun. I haven't felt so positive since... Well, no, you know, not for a long time, but... just now. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't feel right.
When I kissed you?
Yeah. I don't think I'm... I thought I was, but maybe I'm not ready for anything but friendship.
I see.
I'm sorry. I hope I haven't...
It's okay. Really, please don't worry. I can't say I'm not disappointed.
If it's any consolation, so am I.
Okay, well, look, I'll see you another time then.
No, please don't rush off. Would you like a coffee?
It's all right, Elizabeth. Really.
Brenda?
Hello.
What's up?
I was wondering if we could get together later. Maybe at lunchtime?
Sorry, I can't. If I don't get this bed finished soon, we'll be late drilling the carrots again. And I promised Dad I'd get back to them...
The thing is, I really need to see you.
Surely it can wait a few hours?
No, it can't.
Is everything all right?
Yeah.
You're not ill, are you?
No, look, I'll meet you back at home around one.
All right, I'll see you then.
I noticed her this morning. What do you think?
Yeah, she is limping a bit.
I'll keep an eye on her over the weekend.
Yeah.
But I know you don't like talking about it, but we are going to have to come to a decision about these girls.
Yes.
I've thought about it long and hard, and as much as it pains me to say this, I am with Tom. I think we should let them go.
I see.
Oh, the case he presents is just too good. We'd save so much money if we put Tom's ideas into practice. We'd secure the future of the farm.
I'm not just being sentimental, you know. I really believe that the fact that we've raised the cows on the farm, that we know the history of every animal, we know exactly how our milk is produced... I think that matters to our customers.
Oh, I agree. So, if we did stop producing our own milk, we'd simply have to ensure that the milk we buy in is just as good. All your products would still be made from local, fresh, organic milk.
Yes.
Oh, I'm not trying to do you down, love. Standing here watching them graze, well, it feels impossible to think that one day they won't be here.
It's hard to put into words, but I'm grounded, rooted in the care and raising of cows. It's what I've done all my life.
Yeah, I know. But it's not just about how we feel. We have to consider our children. Oh, believe me, I know it's hard. But we have to be realistic. We've already lost one son, Pat. Tom and Helen are all we have. And while I don't agree with everything that Tom comes up with, I am proud of him. Tom wants what's best for the farm and the family. Helen and I have made our choice. It's just down to you now, love. Take your time. Talk to me. But we do need to decide.
I just can't understand why this couldn't wait until tonight.
I'm sorry.
This is a very important time for me, Brenda. If Mum and Dad agree to sell the cows, it'll be all hands on deck.
I'm sorry, Tom.
So, what's so urgent?
Sit down.
You're scaring me.
Please.
Okay.
What I want to say...
Yeah?
This is really hard. I'm so sorry.
What?
The problem is, I don't think I can do this anymore.
I don't follow.
Us, Tom. It's just not working. I want it to. I wanted it to, but it just doesn't anymore.
Brenda, what are you saying?
I do love you, but we can't go on like this. I think we have to split up.
What?
Please, Tom, listen.
We're engaged. You're going to be my wife.
No, I'm so sorry.
You and me, we're Tom and Brenda. We're a team, a great team. We've got a whole future mapped out.
That's part of the problem. Because the truth is, what you want and what I want are two different things.
You've never mentioned anything like this before?
Yes, I have. And I've tried to make it work. I wanted it to work so badly because you're a great guy. And I care about you. So much.
I care about you too. I love you.
I know.
Brenda...
I know in my heart our relationship isn't working and I have to listen to my heart. Do you understand?
Oh, come and sit down, Ev. There's some bread for you. I'm sorry, Pat. I know you're finding this hard.
I didn't think you'd come down on Tom's side. Not on this one.
I think you've got to stop thinking of it as anyone's side. It makes sense economically, and very little will change ethically.
Is that what you really think?
Yes. I think that you're muddling up two things. You mustn't apply your concerns about non-organic ready meals to the question of whether to lose the herd. They're two different things.
I don't know.
Well, Tom said over and over again that he sees the future of this farm as organic.
I can't shake off the feeling that money is the only motivation he has.
Well, even if that were true, and I don't think it is, you can't leave Helen out of the picture. She won't let him change what our business is about.
No. No, I think that's true.
You know, I don't want my son coming to work every day into an environment which is alienating or frustrating for him.
I want him to be happy too, of course I do. But it's going to cost me. And I think it'll cost you too.
Oh, and what about the cost to us of keeping the cows? My health, our lifestyle, all of us working ourselves into the ground. You know how tough it's been.
Yes. Yes, I do.
If we let go a bit, maybe you and I can start to relax. Plan some holidays. Have a proper rest.
I'm not ready to retire, Tony. Not nearly.
No. This is a working family farm, Pat. To make it successful, the whole family should want to work here. so that everyone feels like you about it, including Tom.
Yes.
And this way we'll be here to guide him, Pat. He needs us. I want to steer him through if we're going to make a radical decision like this. No point making him wait until we're both too old to care.
Listen to me. I love you, and I want to marry you so much. I'll do whatever it takes, Bren. I'll fight for you.
I wish it was that easy. I wish it was.
Look, I know I'm not the easiest person, and I do go on about the business. I know that, but I can change.
I don't want you to change. You're who you are, and you're wonderful.
Oh, it's so wonderful that you're breaking up with me.
Oh, Tom, don't.
Maybe you need some space. Yeah, that's it. Have some space and see how you feel in a week or two.
No.
I can't let you go just like that. I won't. We have a future together. We've seen it. We've even chosen a place to build a house, to raise our children.
That's the hardest thing. I know you won't believe me, but it's true. I don't want to have children. I've tried to want to because I know you do so much. But it's something I've known about myself for a while now.
But you're great with kids. Brenda, you'll be a wonderful mother.
No. I love being a sister and an aunt, but that's enough.
No.
I know how important having children is to you, and I can't deny you that.
I can't believe this is happening. A few hours ago, everything was all right.
No, it wasn't.
So, what now?
I don't know. Seeing you like this, it's breaking my heart.
Then don't break it. Please, Brenda.
I can't not tell you the truth. I care about you too much for that.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So am I.
Ah, here he is.
We were looking for you at lunchtime.
Yeah, but you disappeared.
Oh, I had something to take care of at home.
Oh, right.
You all right, Tom?
Yeah, I'm fine. What's on your mind?
We've got some news for you.
Yes. Your mother and I have had a chance to discuss everything. And we've come to the conclusion that you're right about the future of the farm. We'll agree to selling off the herd.
What?
We're saying yes, Tom.
I see. Wow.
Wasn't an easy decision.
I'm sure.
But now we've made it, I have to say I feel much lighter.
I'm glad. I really am.
You sure you're okay?
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Dad. Mum.
Maybe we should give you some time to take it in.
Oh, I expect he's got the next few years of the business mapped out on some spreadsheet, haven't you, Tom?
We both think you deserve this opportunity. Yeah. You've worked very hard.
Ah, you certainly have. And you know what they say, hard work gets results. You've finally got everything you wanted.
Come on, Tony. Let's leave him to it.
Yeah, OK. You get on, son. We'll see you later.
Bye.